And Mark really holding a strong hand today, and he joins us now here on the Equine Forum. Mark, appreciate the time, my friend.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You know, I look at some of the horses that you're running today. Teppan, massive favorite, world approval, favored in the Northern Dancer. You have Zero Hour in the Grade 3 Ontario Derby. And then the races at Churchill, you're holding a strong hand there in the Iroquois and the Pocahontas, respectively. What's the secret, man?
A lot of good owners that give us good horses. So it's going to be an interesting weekend. Hopefully it's a good one. And tomorrow we're excited. We have the Natalma and the Summer Stakes as well. So, it's exciting, but also nerve-wracking.
Eric Zimney is going to join us next from Charlestown to talk about the Grade 3 Charlestown Oaks. And the minute he heard that you were coming on the program before him, he said, I assume you're having him on to talk about Grand Shores and the Wild and Wonderful Stakes. So let's start there.
I figured that's what it was about. I like that. Yeah, he's a nice horse, you know, a hard-knocking horse, and he's trained very well. We think he'll run well.
Yeah, he hasn't won a race in a while, but he seems to be coming around. That's a little bit of a drop in class from some of the tough horses he's been running lately. It's a good spot for him, and the 7/8 should hit him right in the head.
Yeah, well, 7/8 is that's right in his wheelhouse. It is.
All right, Mark, let's talk about Teppan here for a minute, because I mean, here she is, queen of the turf. She's a champion. She comes off of that huge win at Royal Ascot. Let's start by looking back on that performance. How good was she that afternoon?
I mean, it really still just amazes me. It was just incredible. Because I don't really know that. I think she was good. Was she at her very best? I don't know. I thought she struggled a little bit with the turf and everything, but. That just shows you. I've always said good horses win when everything goes their way. Great horses can win when everything's against them, and she's a great horse.
Well, she was targeting, at least there was a race at Saratoga that was on the radar for Teppan. Didn't make that race. She goes again in the Woodbine Mile later today. Talk about the past several weeks, and what have they been like for Teppan since that win at Royal Ascot?
She's, you know, once the weather started cooling off, Mike, she becomes a different horse, and she's trained extremely well the last few weeks. It's funny, my wife was showing me a video last night of somebody videoed her getting off the van at Woodbine, and she walks out, gets off, walks about four or five steps, looks around, and like, where am I now? Where have these people sent me?
Yeah.
She loves it, though. She loves it.
Yeah, she very rarely wakes up in her own bed, huh?
No, she doesn't. But she likes that. We were telling everybody, I think she traveled better to England than we did. The funny part about her is when she gets to a new place, she trains extremely well. I think she gets bored after a while, so we have to keep her on the move.
Mark, we were talking about this earlier in the program as we were discussing the past several weeks for Teppan and the situation at Saratoga, and I don't even know if situation is really not the right word, but there was a time period where you decided, okay, we're going to let her just be Teppan for a little bit, and we're going to kind of ease back on her and point for this race at Woodbine. What was going on there? Jude kind of mentioned that maybe she just got to Saratoga and said, hey, you know what? This isn't really my scene. What was going on there with Teppan?
Well, I think it was a combination of a few things. One, when we went to Royal Ascot, when we went to Ascot and came back, we had a plan to try to really the mile, possibly the, I can't think of the filly race, right? Yeah, the filly race. No, but anyways, the four-star Dave ended up being kind of an afterthought, and we weren't planning on that. And I think maybe we rushed her back a little too quick, or I did, and she just said, you know what? And then it was hot, and she just said, no, I'm not ready to do this. So we said, okay.
It was hot during Saratoga and very, very muggy. It was especially
the early part of it. It was, you know, she had some days and it was hot, and she wasn't happy about it. And so we said, okay. You know, we always, and Mr. Masterson has always said this from the beginning too, if we're not 100% happy, one, she owes us nothing. We don't have to run her ever again. But she likes it, and she's trained very well for this.
Tell people a little bit about Robert Masterson, because you know, people may not be familiar with him and everything that he's meant certainly to you and to your career, but talk about Robert and his involvement in racing here.
Oh, he's been in it for years and years. I think over 30 years. He's a friend and partner with Robert Hubbard. And for us, it all started. I had a filly called Exclusive Love, and she was for sale, and Robert bought her and left her with us. And I think we finished second in the Lake George with her at Saratoga at 50-1. And he doesn't have a lot of horses. He'll buy three or four fillies every year. And, you know, normally we get to train them, and that's how we got Teppan.
Have you ever had a horse that somebody named their kid after?
Not that I know of.
Oh.
But
Molly Jo Rosen named her daughter Teppan.
I've heard that there is a little girl named Teppan. I don't think it's that bad a name.
No, I think it's pretty cool, actually. But it doesn't happen every day.
No, I mean, it could have been worse. You know,
it could have been A-Rod.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mark, talk specifically about the Woodbine Mile today. She's going to square off with seven rivals, doesn't have to face the defending champ Monde Elise, who was originally pointing for this spot, but still a solid group that she'll have to tackle today. Size up the competition.
You know, it's not an easy race. The other thing is, and I, you know, obviously we know a little bit about something about Woodbine, and Woodbine definitely has a home field advantage for those horses that have been running there. And if I said that didn't concern me, I'd be lying. There's a lot of good horses that go to Woodbine and don't come with their A game. But my feeling is if she was able to overcome, you know, the straight mile at Ascot, that the 3/8 of a mile at Woodbine down the stretch shouldn't be a problem. If she runs true to form, she'll shut off until Julian asks her to run, and that shouldn't be an issue. But there's a lot of nice horses in the race. It's no walkover. I mean, I know they have her 1-2, and I think those odds probably reflect her how popular she is more than how much she lays over the field, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that makes total sense, because it is a tough race. It's a lot tougher than it maybe looks on paper, but she is such a fan favorite, and understandably so, that I think the morning line's probably accurate, but it's not going to be an easy race.
There'll be people bet on her because she's Teppan, and but no way, shape, or form does she lay over the field. Not like a 1-2 shot normally does.
What's it like for a trainer to look up and see their horse at 1-2 in a grade one race on the morning line? What's that like, Mark?
Well, doesn't happen very often. So I really don't know. I mean, you know, anything she does, people say, are you nervous? I said, I'm nervous when she gallops. I'm nervous when she breathes. I'm nervous when she's standing in her stall. So I'm nervous.
So on Mark Cassie-like, really.
Will you get nervous when she goes into the gate this afternoon?
Yeah, a little bit for sure. Yeah, some of it's just getting there. It's like, you know, so As I've said before, we don't want to let her down. And, you know, of course, Woodbine and Toronto and Canada has become a second home for us. So to be able to bring her there for everybody to see, you know, it means a lot to us. And they were saying at the barn, David Adams, my longtime assistant there at Woodbine, he said, "We've never had anything like this before." You know, with the media and, you know, just the excitement about around her. And I think it's great. It's great for Woodbine. And, it's very nice of Mr. Masterson, as I said many times at the beginning of the year, when we decided to run her another year, he said, you know, "I don't want to do just the same thing we did last year." He said he talked about Ascot, and then he also talked about Woodbine. He wanted to bring her and run her at Woodbine because he loves, you know, he wanted to show her off to the world.
Well, you can learn more about the Rico Woodbine Mile and that outstanding program at Woodbine today by going to woodbineentertainment.com/due north. That's woodbineentertainment.com/due north. Mark, how about the Northern Dancer? You send out World Approval, who, like Teppan, makes his Woodbine debut, and a horse that last time out went favored in the Arlington Million, finished seventh, but was only beaten about a length and three quarters that day.
You know, I've said all along that I think World Approval is as good as probably anybody in North America on the turf, with the exception. I mean, I don't know if I want to mess with Flintshire, but. I was disappointed. I thought his last race was flat. You're right. He only got beat a length and a half, so it's a little hard to be disappointed. But, you know, I don't really have a good answer for why he was flat. We did run him back kind of quickly when he won the United Nations, and maybe that took a little more out of him. The nice part, and it was very warm. It was very warm at Arlington that day. He's going to get some cooler weather today, and he's trained. I would say he's maybe even trained a little better into this race than he did the Arlington Million.
Well, in case you're wondering, we are only 231 days, 9 hours, 17 minutes, and 27 seconds away from the Run for the Roses, which will be May 6th. 2017, and
I was thinking that same thing.
Yeah, I kind of figured you had that one in your head because you send out Thirst for Life in the Iroquois later today. Tell me about Thirst for Life and that particular race later today.
Well, we think he's a up and coming star. Obviously, he's got a great pedigree. He's a half to the great Cavorti. I think he's going to run really well. This is what we've been waiting and wanting to run him two turns. I think it's not an easy race, but I think it might set up well for him. And we just want him to run well to set him up. So maybe one more two turn race. And if he shows he's good enough, we'd love to have him in California later on in the year.
Well, he broke his mane very impressively at Churchill. And then the Best Pal was a pretty solid race. The winner came back to win the Futurity.
His Best Pal race was better than it looked. They went the first quarter very slow, and he was kind of on the bit and wanting to run off, which I was surprised because he usually relax a little bit. But I think it was because the pace was so slow. How often do you see a 23-quarter at Del Mar?
Yeah, very rare.
And then, of course, they sprinted home, and he had no shot of running them down. So, and as turns out, obviously, Bob's horse is a very good horse. So that race is probably a little stronger than it looks. And like I said, we've been waiting to run him two turns. So I'm not – does he have to win? I think he's still learning. He doesn't have to win today, but I'd be pretty disappointed if he doesn't run well.
Mark Cassie with us here on HRRN. Mark, only about a minute or so left here before we have to get to the commercial break, but I do want to ask you about Dream Dancing, who goes in the Pocahontas, comes out of that, what I would call a very professional maiden victory at Saratoga. Tell me about her.
She's funny, Mike. I read an article. Mike Watchmaker was talking about the Pocahontas, and he said he was going to stay away from Dream Dancing because she had turf all on the bottom side, and I was a little shocked when I read that because her mom's by Menarcos, who did pretty good on the dirt. Her second dam is Beautiful Pleasure, who won 6 grade ones on the dirt. So I was a little confused. This is a filly that we ran. You'll see us do this a lot of times. We'll run horses on the grass simply to be able, one, I think it's much kinder on them when they're first starting out. And plus, we wanted to get a couple two-turn races into her, and obviously you can't get two-turn races at Saratoga on the dirt. This is a filly that actually is trained better on the dirt than she has on the grass. So the grass was just to get some experience into her. We feel pretty good. We think she's going to have a big shot today on the dirt.
I absolutely love her, and you know, Menarcos, that's a, I mean, to me, this filly's okay. This filly's pedigree screams dirt, and then you see the minute and two-fifths best of the morning breeze at Saratoga. She obviously trains good on the dirt. I mean, and it's exactly what I said yesterday on our handicapping preview show, that you know, she probably was running on the grass to get the distance races at Saratoga. I mean, I just think she's an international good thing.
You know, that's the way we do things. You know.
Yeah.
And that's what I told Mr. Oxley. I said, look, this filly's okay on the grass. We believe she's better on the dirt. But I said, I want to get a couple races into her. And that's what happened.
Now, Mark Cassie, very busy day for him coming up, not just at Churchill Downs, but certainly Woodbine too, with Champion Teppan and World Approval, a couple of others running there, and of course the big races tomorrow too. Mark, really appreciate the time. As always, like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the official apparel of horse racing, and you can do that by visiting embracetherace.com. We'll get your gift to you, but everybody else can check out embracetherace.com. Appreciate it, my friend.
Well,
good luck today.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And when are we going to have another draw for a Cadillac? I still haven't won the last.
I put you in for the trip to Barbados at Saratoga. We didn't win that either.
I'm on there.
Yeah. I'm trying, man.
You guys have a good day.
Good luck.
Good day.